Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioners' Court meeting for August 17th, 2009, and we will begin our session with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal and the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alfred. Will you stand, please?
I'd like to dedicate this prayer to grandparents, all the grandkids.
We need it.
Y'all, grandkids are a blessing. I have one. I don't have 13. Heavenly Father, I stand here at this moment thanking you for your mercy, your grace, and your blessing. I would also like to thank you for blessing the citizens of Jefferson County and all the staff and citizens of Jefferson County, as well as the many men and women who day to day risk their lives to preserve democracy. I offer this prayer in the name of my Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. You may be seated. My wife, Sandy, and I have requested of the commissioners to allow us today to take a liberty and a privilege of having all of our grandchildren in court. And we have 13 grandchildren. They're all here. It's a historic moment for Sandy and I, and we thank you for allowing us just this few minutes. I'm going to introduce each one of them in a minute. Sandy and I, 3 years ago, when the oldest one, Reagan, became a senior, we decided each year to get the senior a laptop computer. And this year, Courtney, who is second from the end there, we got her computer, and we now have Rachel's computer. And you can imagine how expensive. You know, you couple that with birthdays, Christmas, and it's chapter 11 at least. But anyway, I'm trying to talk some of them into dropping out of school. So no, they're well deserving, and we so appreciate them, and we love them. As I call your name, stand up and remain standing till I'm finished. Reagan Walker, Courtney Walker, Rachel Walker, Hunter Wilson, Lane Walker. He's named after his dad, so we call him Tulane. Kyle Walker, Kai Walker, Chase Wilson, Noah Hughes, Alex Wilson, Seth Hughes, Zacharias Hughes, Gabriel Hughes, and if their mom and dad keep going, we'll have the entire Old Testament in there. Thank y'all very much. You may be seated. I want to introduce my daughter-in-law, Melinda Walker. She's sitting back there by Sandy. And Sandy, will you stand? And where's Whitney? Oh, she's in the back holding Gabriel. And I think he's going to blow his trumpet shortly. Okay, thank y'all very much. And we were able to take some pictures before court, so that'll be good for our family and great memories. Okay, to the agenda, I want to take an item out of order since it comes under the emergency meeting provision. It's under health and welfare. In other words, what I said before, forget it. That's our lawyer talking. So we'll move on with the regular. Okay, purchasing. Item A, award IFB term contract for road building materials for Jefferson County to Vulcan Construction Materials, APAC, Texas, and Knife River. Item B, execute, receive, and file offer of acceptance for term contract for road building material for Jefferson County with Vulcan Construction Materials. Item C, execute, receive, and file offer of acceptance term contract for road building materials for Jefferson County with APAC, Texas. Item D, execute, receive, and file offer of acceptance term contract road building materials for Jefferson County with Knife River. And item E, approve specs for IFB term contract for crushed slag for Jefferson County. Item F, approve specifications for IFB on a term contract for asphalt products for Jefferson County. Item G, receive and file bids for IFB runway 16-34 restoration. Item H, consider and possibly approve change order number 2, an increase of $9,427.42 for job order contract with Centerline Construction Services, Inc. for the remodeling of the Mid-County building for 8 brick columns. Replace 360 square foot of flooring with the VCT built custom cabinets in the JP's office and stain to match. This brings the total contract to $188,903.54. This is in accordance with the interlocal agreement with Harris County Department of Education. Item I, execute, receive, and file change order number 2, which is an increase of the $942, or it's just approval, execution, receipt, and filing of the item contained in H. Is there a motion on these items? Have a motion? Second. Discussion. All in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It is unanimous. County Commissioners, item A, consider authorizing the county judge to enter a burn ban order. I have a request that that be tabled because there's no need to do that according to emergency management. Does anybody have a problem with that? Item B, consider and possibly approve the reappointment of Ms. Frances Gallo to the Spindletop MHMR Service Board of Trustees. Item C, consider and approve court master agreement with Judge Larry Gist to serve over the drug impact court. Item D, receive and file court master agreement with Judge Larry Gist to serve over the drug court. Item E, consider and approve contract for arraignment services and all other duties to be performed by Judge Leonard Giblin, Judge Harold Placella, and Judge Charles Carver. And item F is to receive and file those contracts agreements as mentioned in item E. Is there a motion on these?
Come
on. Motion and a second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Auditor, consider budget transfer of County Court at Law Number 3 to purchase a laptop, $1,500. See what I told y'all? Those are expensive. item B, consider and approve budget amendment for juvenile probation for additional cost. That's $13,000. Item C, consider and approve budget transfer for indigent health for additional cost, that's $35,000. Item D, consider and approve budget transfer for Justice Court, Precinct 8, for additional travel, that's $500. Item E, consider and approve budget transfer for the Treasurer for additional postage, $2,500. Item F, consider and approve budget amendment for criminal district court for additional indigent defense, $75,000. Item G, consider and approve budget amendment for the 252nd district court for additional indigent defense in the amount of, is that $150,000? Okay. Item H, consider and approve renewal of interlocal agreement with Port Arthur ISD for the Absent Student Assistant Project. Terms of renewal are the same as the previous year. The contract period is from October 1, 2009 till September 30, 2010. Item I, receive and file monthly financial and operating statements for the month ending June 30th, 2009. Item J, payment of regular county bills, check number 320009 through check number 320346. Is there a motion on those items? Motion second. And a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye. All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Community Supervision and Corrections Department, item A, receive and file budgets of the Community Supervision and Corrections Department for the fiscal year 2010-2011. Is there a motion on that?
So moved.
Have a motion?
Second.
Second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Engineer. A, execute, receive, and file a pipeline permit 09-P-09 to that Cimarex Energy Company for the placement of a 6-inch natural gas line crossing Keith Road. The project's located in Precinct 1. Item B, consider and possibly approve a final plat of Gilbert Lakes Estate Phase 10, Lot 1 through 4, Lot 25, Lots 23 through 27, Block 25, Lot 6 through 10, Block 27, Lots 1 through 9, Block 28 being a 19.57 acre subdivision out of the Sarah Miles Survey, a 1-172, and the W.H. Aldridge Survey, A-813, Jefferson County, and that project's in Precinct 4. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
So moved.
Okay. Second. Moved. All righty. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Treasurer. Item A, receive and file investment schedule for July 2009, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Is there a motion on that? I have a motion.
Second.
And a second. And discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. District Clerk. Item A, consider and possibly adopt a district court record archives fee in the amount of $5, effective October 1, 2009, in accordance with Section 51.305, Prin B, closed Prin, of the Local Government Code, and authorize a public hearing on the district court clerk's plan for use of the district court records archives fee to be scheduled August 31st, 2009 at 1:30 p.m. in the Commissioner's Courtroom on the fourth floor of the County Courthouse. Is there a motion on that?
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. District Attorney. Item A, announcement of an executive closed session is authorized by Section 551.071 of the Government Code to consider recovery of insurance benefits for Hurricane Ike damages to county facilities, and we will have that meeting immediately following court. When is our next meeting? Are we going to set a, I was noticing on the last page, for August? Do we need to take any action on that? I don't think so.
I think the concern was whether we had a quorum, but it sounds like we're going to have a quorum.
Yeah, we'll be here.
As usual.
Okay. Is there any further business before we go into executive session? Again, I thank all of you for allowing my family to be a part of this occasion, and it will be remembered for many, many years to come. Thank you. We're adjourned.
I noticed the judge put his glasses on, wrote everybody's name down. That's smart. He's a killer. I was trying to say my prayer, and I forgot my glasses. I write it down.
I don't know that that's absolutely necessary, and let me tell you what my concerns are, Commissioner. I don't want to get into a situation where we're publicly discussing medical information that may turn out in some fashion or other to be identifiable to this particular individual. What I do want to tell the court is that shortly before noon today, I became aware that we had a medical emergency situation in an indigent defendant who is eligible for treatment under the county's program, that Dr. Walks had put forth substantial efforts to try to find alternative ways to have this person treated. According to Dr. Walks and the information that's been presented to me, this is clearly a medical emergency. UTMB will take and treat the patient, but we don't have a contract with UTMB currently. We are currently in negotiations with them. They agreed to do this on a one-time patient arrangement where we accept the terms that they have offered to us that we have previously, I don't want to say rejected, but we've not yet acquiesced in. But it's really appropriate for us to do this on this one-time basis and under this extreme emergency situation. I think Dr. Walks has convinced me that delay could be outcome determinative for this patient, and that outcome would be not a good one.
I move for approval.
Motion and a second to approve. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any further business? We are adjourned.